What do you do for a punter and a place kicker?
You go find one. All right. No, we have some guys in the building that's already on the roster. Obviously, we're going to create some competition there. Might add a piece or two. See what happens.
Thomas, what kind of message does it send to a special teams coordinator, but also, you know, the team when it seems like every free agent that you guys sign, maybe except for Nate Solder, but who knows, has that special teams background, and not just the background, but they've excelled in that role. Do you see those pieces all of a sudden coming together before you even get those guys in this building?
Absolutely. I think that obviously from the top down, we understand the importance of special teams and field position and being able to impact the game. And I think that, you know, obviously with the moves that we've made, we're making strides in that direction, and we look forward to getting better.
A guy like Mike Thomas, I would imagine you would have been one of the best in the league.
Absolutely. Mike is ultimate competitor. He does an outstanding job in the coverage game. He's a smart player. I'm kind of biased towards Mike. He's a Houston guy. And a good friend of mine, David Suggs, was his high school coach who gave me my first job. So there's some background there. But Mike is a high-impact player, and we look forward to him making big plays.
I mean, you hear sometimes special team coaches say, well, you know, we'll see what the 53 is on the game day, and then we'll kind of maneuver guys around. But like I said, I mean, when the resumes of guys who you signed, like Cody is another one. I gotta imagine that you're not hiding the intent here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you always want to be the best, and I think that when you look at building the roster, you know, from the top down to bottom up, you got to have those pieces, and I think those pieces are extremely important for us to move forward as a unit, as a team, to get back to where we want to be.
Aldrick Rosas, really inconsistent last year. What do you see as far as his opportunity here still?
I see a kid that was a rookie last year. And like most rookies in this league, they're inconsistent. It's rare where you see a rookie that just comes in and just rips it up, you know, just walking through the door. He's young. Like Dave Gettleman always says, you know, we're not going to give up on talent. He's a talented guy, and there's some things that he can do a lot of people that can't do. And I think there's some talent there, and we're going to work with that talent.
What's it like coming back to you?
It's great. It's like coming back home. I mean, it really is. When you walk in this building, you know, you spent so many hours in this building and being in this indoor facility now and seeing the banners and being able to see the view of the city from the practice field, it's very few places on this earth like the New York Giants, and it's really good to be back.